Inspired slightly by the backlash, but more so the band's own habit of looking down on their own releases, in retrospect and with hindsight, are you happy with Cendrillo Tide as the album, that is, not the tour and not the success that came with it, nothing outside the actual music on the album? Have you got any late regrets, like we should have made the album longer or we should have put certain B-sides on the album?
I think the only slightest regret, you know, I love the artwork of all the singles, I love, obviously, the videos. I love the first video, I think Autumn Song is just a fucking... The expensive one is just despicable. But I like the Indian Summer one with my brother, then I think it's nice and charming in a kind of cheap way. But I think a track with Sean wrote the music too, Welcome to the Dead, so I think that could have made it at the expense of Underdogs. I think Underdogs might be just trying too hard.
Underdogs have split the fan base, I think, quite considerably.
Which is, it's fair, you know, at the time we think we've got to do something really authentically rock and punk and almost childish. You know.
I like it. In the song, I like it because I like Generation Terrorist.
Yeah,
for me, it's,
but
you know,
it is Generation
But I do remember getting a phone call from somebody going, "You know, you're in the video quite a lot, don't you, laying on the lounge floor?" Yeah, didn't think you'd do that, but anyway, that's quite interesting. Kevin stood there, we had all the stuff. I like, stood on the chair and went on the lounge.
No, I know. I think Welcome to the Dead Zone, maybe with a full production, but it's strings, and it's a beautiful track, actually.
What about...
I think the B-side has been really good, though. I mean, that always splits people, especially by Hyde Gop. But I think...
I liked...
I think they've been over really...
1404, I think.
Yeah, I think there's been some really good stuff on there. I think Heyday of the Blood's really good as well, so...
Mm.